Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Well, this might be a stretch, but from a Sunday night rematch of the NFC title game with the Seahawks to a Monday night rematch of Super Bowl I against the Kansas City Chiefs, this is quite a stretch for the Green Bay Packers.
In a game filled with star power on both sides, a couple of plays by an unlikely hero helped the Packers win the NFC Championship game rematch 27-17 over the Seattle Seahawks. Trailing by 7 in the fourth quarter, Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson must have felt like he had the Packers right where he wanted them. Wilson had directed a couple of miracle comebacks against the Packers in the recent past, and he was at it again. But Jayrone Elliott, an obscure outside linebacker who made the Packers as an undrafted college free agent a year ago, stepped onto the Sunday night stage in a significant way. On first and 10 at the Seattle 42, Elliott picks off this Wilson aerial intended for Marshawn Lynch, the first Seattle turnover of the game. The Packers cashed it for a Mason Crosby field goal, making him the franchise's all-time leading scorer, and more importantly, giving Green Bay a 10-point lead. With Seattle desperate at the final minute of the game, Elliott came up big again. He stripped the ball from Fred Jackson. It was recovered by Micah Hyde to close the door once and for all on a significant early season win. Next up, Coach Andy Reid brings his Kansas City Chiefs to town, featuring a premier running back by the name of Jamaal Charles and a salty defense led by all-pro pass rusher Justin Houston.
There's a lot of Super Bowl I nostalgia being celebrated this week, but the reality of the matter is simply this. The Packers want to continue their strong start to the 2015 campaign, and the Chiefs are next. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.